Shav Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, part Vehikshu Leha Rambam. The commentaries ask a question on the opinion of the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam is the one who held that Min HaTorah, Kol HaSfekos, are Mutter. What's the kasha on that? Safek Ma'amzer, Dekasa Brachamana, Lehetera. Kedeisav Perek Asura Yuchsin. In Maseches Kedushin, we find that only a Vaday Ma'amzer is also Lavo Bekalim, but a Safek Ma'amzer is Mut Vikra Lamali. Why do we need that pasuk? Ma'amzer Lo Yavo Bekal Hashem, only a Vadazer, not a Safek Ma'amzer. We have Xeris HaKosuv that comes to permit a Sufik Mamzer, the Kahal. But according to the Rambam, we're asking, all Sfekos mina Torah omur. So why is there a special Yalfusa by a Mamzer that comes to permit someone who's not a Varai, but just a Sufik Mamzer? Kevin de Kola Sfekos ain't a Wella Midivrehem. The fact that we have to be Machmir on a Sufik Doraisa is only a Dinder Abana. But mina Torah, even a Doraisa de Kasafik, you're allowed to be Mekel, and therefore there should be no need for a Drasha to permit a Safek Mamzer. That's the question that they ask on the Rambam, who holds that all Sfekot Min HaTorah Omer. So what do the commentaries say to answer this question in defense of the Rambam? The Hamarit, Chelik Beis, Simeon Aleph, Tirit. The Maharit wants to say the following answer. Deki Sharia Rachmana Safek Mamzer Gamrei Sharia. What type of a heter is the Torah giving us that a Safek Mamzer can marry into the Kahal Hashem? It's not like all other Sfekos, which are simply Mutter. They remain a Safek, but they're Mutter. That's the general rule according to the Rambam. All Sfekos, although it is a Safek, it is Mutter. You are allowed to be Noheg Het. Masha'en Kain Mamzer, which has the need for a special Yalfusa, tells us that it is Lagamre Mutter. The Maharit is saying, it's not that the Mamzer is a Safek and you're allowed to be Noheg Heter. No, a Safek Mamzer is treated as Vadai Kush. We'll see in a minute the Nafkamina. Shiyihia Batoras Vadai. Velo b'toras safek. So the answer that we're saying, the Maharit is saying for the Rambam, is that how is it possible that you need a special gzeros hakos to permit a safek mamzer to come into marry Kahal Hashem? Hare kol sfekos are anyway mutter. Answer: kol sfekos are mutter. True, but it's still a suffix. Masha'en Kain Mamzer, the special Xeris Akosov tells you that it's Legamre Mut. What's the Nafkamina? He says, Venafkamina Shiyihi Amutter Babas Yisrael, Oba Mamzeres, Babasachas, Afal Gav de Havitart de Sasri. The case is, suppose a man is a Safek Mamzer. So, we don't know if he's really a Mamzer or a Kasher. Now, he wants to get married to a wife. So, who's this lady going to be his wife? Well, if she's a Kshera, she's Mutter, because the man is a Safek Mamzer and is Mutter to come into Kahal Hashem. On the other hand, if he wanted to marry a Mamzeris instead, he would also be allowed to marry a Mamzeris, because this rule works both ways. Just like a Safek Mamzer is Mutter to come into Kahal Hashem, he's also allowed to marry a Mamzeris. In other words, he's able to go in either path. He can choose to marry a regular Jewish woman, or he being the Safek Mamzer, is allowed to marry a Mamzeris instead. But what would you say if he wanted to marry both women and be married to them at the same time? That, on the face of it, should not be allowed. Because even though on each individual marriage we can say Sfeko Lakula, can he marry the Kshera? Yes, because Safek Mamzer is Mutter. Can he marry the Mamzeris instead? Yes, because again, Safek Mamzer is Mutter. But can he marry them both together? That would not be possible in light of the simple rule Safek Deraisa Lakula. What we're learning from this special Gzeres HaKasuv, according to the Rambam, explained by the Maharit, is that he can marry two women, be married to two women at once, even though one is a Kshera and one is a Mamzer. And that is what we learn from Gzeres HaKosuv, which we need to permit the Safek Mamzer Batoras Vadai, to permit him to both wives simultaneously. Even though it's a Tarti Desasri, still it's Mutter. Masha'en Kain Sha'ar Safekos or Mutter, but not Lagamre. You're not allowed to do a Tarti Desasri, and that's why Mamzer is different. That is how the Maharit defends the Rambam from the kasha of Mamzer. But the Shmaitza said, the kasha, Dim Kain, Trey Kroy Lamali. I don't like the answer of the Maharit, because if the Maharit is right, that what we're learning by Mamzer is that a Safek Mamzer is Mutter Legamre, so then why is it that we need two psukim? Remember, what are the two psukim? Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekahal Hashem. So one drash, there's two drashos. One drash is that only a Mamzer Vadai can't enter the Kahal Hashem. But a Suffolk Mamzer can marry into the Kahal. So that would tell us that a Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter B'Ksheira. But the second drash is the reverse case. The Kahal Vadai Lo Yavo. Aval the Kahal Suffolk, the Mamzer is allowed to marry. So that means that a Vadai Mamzer is allowed to marry a lady who is a Suffolk Mamzeris, or a Shtukis. So the two psukim is Chad Lemishri Mamzer B'Shtukis, that a Mamzer Varai can marry a Suffolk Mamzeris. The Chad Lemishri Shtuki B'Yisrael, that a Suffolk Mamzeris is allowed to marry Yisrael. There obviously are different permutations depending on if is the man the Suffolk Mamzer or is the woman. But the idea is the same, again, that someone who is a Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Kosher person, and someone who is a Vadai Mamzer can marry someone who is a Suffolk. Those are the two permutations, and those are the two drushos that we learn from Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Vadai Mamzer Lo Yavo, Aval Suffolk Mamzer Yavo, Lo Yavo Bekal Hashem, Bevadai Kal Hashem Lo Yavo, Aval Besuffolk Kal Hashem Yavo. Ayin Sham Perik HaSarei Yuchsin in Maseches Kedushin for these drush. Deho Michad Kra Nafkele. What is the Shmaita asking on the Maarit? Is that if all we're learning by Suffolk Mamzer is that he's Mutter Bevadai, to the extent that he can even marry the two ladies, one is a Kshera, one is a Mamzeris, and he can be married to them simultaneously, so you don't really need two Psukim. Kaven de Lahatir Mamzer B'Shtukis, oh Lahatir Shtuki B'Yisrael. That should really say Shtukis B'Yisrael. Kra lo tzorich. You don't really need two Psukim to permit that. De kol hasdekos Mutter, because remember the Shita of the Rambam is that any case of a Suffolk Isser D'Oraisa is Mutter. Ella, Lahatira Babas Yisrael B'Mamzeris. The Maarit claimed that the only reason the Rambam would need that Pasuk to permit a Suffolk Mamzer, in spite of the universal klal that Kol Hasfekos Mutter, is why? Is so that a Suffolk Mamzer could be Mutter Babas Achas, Mutter Legamre, even though it's Tarti Desasri, and Mutter to Abbas Yisrael, and to a Mamzeris. But if that's all you're learning, then you only need one Pasuk, not two. Vimkein, Michad Kran Nafikle. Just learn it out from one Pasuk, Tarti, both Drashos, both Halachos can be learned from one drash, v'shtayim zushamanu. You can learn both laws from one single drash. It's not clear to me why this is a kasha on the Rambam, or the Maarit who's explaining the Rambam. I mean, even not according to the Maarit, why do you need two drash? But I think the understanding is that bishlama according to the Rashba, that kol sfeikos os mina Torah. So I wouldn't know that a Suffolk Mamzer could marry a Yerut, nor that he could marry a Yisraeli. I wouldn't know either of those, because Suffolk Deraisa L'Chumra, that's a general klal, according to the Rashi. Suffolk Deraisa L'Chumra. So then I understand why I need two psukim, because each time the Torah wants to say a chiddush that, you know, this Suffolk is Mutter, for example, Suffolk Mamzer, the Yisraeli, and I'll tell you another chiddush from a second Yalfusa, a separate Drasha, that another case is Mutter, that would be a Vadai Mamzer with a Shtukis, or a Suffolk Mamzeris. So according to the Rashba, we understand that you need two drushos. So what the Shmaisa is asking against the Maharit, really, is only the fact that since we're going in the Rambam, the Maharit was coming to defend the Rambam. There should be no need for two psukim, because what are you going to tell me? I mean, the Rambam holds that all stekos are Mutter, and the only Chiddush is not to make something that was usher, you want to make it mutter. No, everything's mutter. All sfeikos are mutter. And you just want to matter the Suffolk Mamzer in a sharia legamre, a mutter mamanavshach fashion. So for that, you don't need two psukim, right? According to the Rashba, that everything was usher, mi Suffolk, it's usher. So to make it mutter, you need two psukim, one pasuk for each case. Mamzer v'shtukis, shtuki, the Israelis. But according to the Rambam, both cases are mutter. The only additional point that you're learning is sort of a minor point, is that he's mutter mamanavsha. That you only need one pasuk for. You should not need two. So that's why the Shmaisa does not accept the interpretation of the Maarit. What does the Pnei Yehoshua say there on Maseches Kedushin? In other words, the Pnei Yehoshua is giving a different answer, not like the Maarit. Pnei Yehoshua wants to give a different answer to the question on the Rambam. Again, the question being, if all sfeikos are mutter, why do you need a special pasuk by Mamzer to matter a Suffolk Mamzer, lavo b'kahal Hashem? Answers the Pnei Yehoshua, hainu da'afilu da'heche de'ika ruba le'isura. Even so, it's going to be mutter. Pnei Yehoshua is saying that in general, kol sfeikos are mutter. But when is that true? When you're not fighting against a rov. But if there's a rov le'isur, so then, there, even the Rambam would agree that there's no klal of Suffolk Lekula. In other words, What's the general rule? According to the Rashba, all sveikos mina Torah are us. According to the Rambam, kol sveikos are mutter. But when is that so? Kol sveikos are mutter if you're not fighting against a ruba de iser. But if you're fighting against a rove iser, so then even the Rambam agrees that you have to be machmer on a suffik, mina Torah. So what? Does the special chiddush hakra come to tell me about mamzer? The special pasuk by mamzer comes to tell me, says the Bnei Yerushua on behalf of the Rambam, is that a suffik mamzer is mutter lavo b'kahal Hashem, even when there's a rove, even there was a majority probability that this person is a mamzer. Even so, you're fighting against the rove, and yet you're going to allow this suffik mamzer, and a rove chances is a majority probability that this person is a mamzer, and you're going to allow him to marry a Yisraelis. That is a great chiddush, and that is what the Pnei Yehoshua is saying the Rambam would need the pasuk of suffik mamzer to make it mutter, even against a rove is vehevi raya. The Pnei Yehoshua brings a proof to his halacha and his chiddush. Imashikasa papi chiddush de itz derich lemishrei suffik mamzer. What does that mean? That Pnei Yehoshua is making a comparison. Is that the pre-chadash understood that a suffik mamzer is mutter, even if you're fighting against a chizkas? In other words, it's not a plain, simple suffik. It's a suffik, but there was a chazaka of iser. Still, says the pre-chadash, since there's a special pasuk to matter mamzer, so suffik mamzer will be mutter, even despite the chazaka of iser. So the Pnei Yehoshua says, for the same money, you can permit a suffik mamzer working against a rove iser. The pre-chadash says a suffik mamzer is mutter despite a chezkas iser. And the Pnei Yehoshua says you can permit a suffik mamzer working against a rove iser. Now, what? That, first of all, that is a comparison or a leap that maybe not everyone would agree with. I mean, just because something is mutter fighting against a chazaka, maybe it's not going to be mutter fighting against a rove. I mean, let me ask you, what is stronger, a rove or a chazaka? We know ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So if rove is stronger than chazaka, so who says just because the pre-chadash would allow a suffik mamzer despite a chezkas iser, so who says that suffik mamzer is going to be mutter despite a rove iser? That's not really such a obvious jump that the Pnei Yehoshua is making, but that's what he's saying. Now, you're probably asking, what is the case of a cheskes iser? So he gives an example. Kigon besuffik gerishin de'ika cheskes eishes. In other words, what's a simple example of a mamzer? Is that, you know, a baby shows up on the doorstep. The simple example of a mamzer is, a baby shows up on the doorstep. You have no idea, did this baby come from a legitimate or an illegitimate relationship? You have no idea. It's a 50-50, let's say. Now, if you know that this baby came from a certain man and a certain woman, and you know that that woman is suffik migureshes, so let's say the get, she was given a suffik get, whatever. So that is a different ballgame, because that has a chezkas iser. There's a chazaka d'meikara. That lady was an eshes ish, and there's a suffik now, she was grusha, but the status of the mamzer depends on that. If she was no longer an eshes ish, the baby's not a mamzer. If she was still an eshes ish, and that she has a chazaka for, d'meikara, so then the baby is going to be a mamzer. So in this case, it's a great chiddush, and yet the pre-chiddush is saying it, that a suffik mamzer will be mutter, even though there's a cheskes iser meikara that you're fighting against. And now, given that pre-chadash, who talks about fighting against the chazaka, the Pnei Yehoshua wants to say that fighting against the rove, which we said is a chiddush because a rove is usually stronger than a chazaka. V'im kein hu adin heiched de'ika ruba, the Pnei Yehoshua says that a suffik mamzer, lefi the Rambam, is mutter even against the rove, and that will be his answer to the kasha on the Rambam from mamzer. Why do you need a special gzeiros hakasuv? Because shar sveikos are only mutter when they're not fighting against the rove, but suffik mamzer is mutter even when it's fighting against the rove. Ein sham Pnei Yehoshua, and this concludes the shir. And we're leaving off at the end of the paragraph in the first parak of the first Shmaitza. The beginning of the last paragraph was Vehikshu Leharamba, and the next paragraph will start next time, Bezrat Hashem, is Ulanius Daiti Heicha De'ika Ruba.